The Rough Riders are off to a 3-0 start so far in 2022 with three run rule victories. Last night, Gillette swept Sturgis, winning both games by final scores of 10-0. Here are the highlights from that doubleheader.
Bink has his glove in front of his face. You can see his eyes from my viewpoint. Late kick, the payoff pitch. He got him swinging. A fastball up from Jason Fink. Two plate appearances for Sturgis and two strikeouts. An auspicious start for Jason. The aforementioned Fink walked his first time up. First pitch to him. Line shot. Left center field. That's a base hit. And it's headed towards the alley. And it's going to roll across the warning track and under the 379 sign. Colson Cluck crosses home plate and scores. Corey Schilling speeds around third. Sprints in. Hits home plate with his right foot and scores. And the Rough Riders have a 5-0 lead. Fink defeats Staggard. Rares back. 1-1 offering. Oh, he reaches that one, kind of a defensive swing. He slaps it towards right center field. Coming on is Aiden Peterson, and he backhands it, tumbling to the ground, making the catch. Beautiful play by the left fielder, Aiden Peterson, and that ends the third. Riders have a 7-0 advantage as we head into the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Seth Peterson. It's hit opposite field down the right field line. That's a fair ball, and it heads down into the corner right under the 320 sign. Peterson, speedy, racing around second on his way to third, and Perleberg will put both of his hands out, holding it up at third. A leadoff triple by Seth Peterson. He turned 15 today. He gets a birthday triple for the Riders. Mink wasting little time, the windup. Rares back, the 0-2, got him looking, inside corner, fastball, tailed in on the hitter and caught the edge of the plate. Strikeout number 7 for Jason Fink.
Rough Riders return to action at home Saturday as the Billings Scarlets, the Billings Royals, and Sheridan Troopers come in for a weekend tilt, weather permitting. At sports on the Basin Radio Network.